everybody. I'm Dr. Deb, and welcome to another episode of PTSD and Beyond. Welcome to the PTSD and Beyond podcast, where we give you insights into post-traumatic stress, trauma recovery, healing, and beyond. I'm Dr. Deb Lind, and in each episode, I have a conversation with a guest who will stimulate your mind, touch your heart, and connect with your spirit, and also give you a greater understanding of yourself and others on this healing and recovery journey walked by so many of us before, wounded healers with lived experience and heroes. Hopefully, we'll also provide a glimpse into possibilities and purpose, hope, and inspiration. Thanks for listening and enjoy the podcast. One last thing, guys, before we dive into today's episode, if you'd like an ad-free experience and like early access to new episodes and special events, I want to let you know you can join us at patreon.com. That is patreon.com/PTSD and beyond. All right, let's do it. Hey, everybody, it's Dr. Deb here with PTSD and Beyond. Happy May 31st to you. Today's topic is spiritual existence. And the quote is from Wernher von Braun. Everything science has taught me and continues to teach me strengthens my beliefs in the continuity of our spiritual existence after death. Nothing disappears without a trace. Human beings have always attempted to understand what happens after death. Over the centuries, people have held many different opinions about whether there is life after death, and if so, what is it like? We can never know with certainty what happens after we die, simply because there is no empirical way to determine it. Whatever we believe is ultimately a matter of faith. So, you know what's coming next after whenever I say so, right? I would ask Linda, have you ever had an experience with death? Have you experienced someone that you love in their last moments in the physical realm? And have you experienced anything after their passing that you first, dismissed as coincidence, and then there are so many things that happen, so many experiences that happen that you then say to yourself, okay, this is not coincidence any longer. I can't say that it's coincidence. I don't understand how it's possible. All that I know is that it is. So I would ask Linda, have you had that kind of experience? I have had that experience. I have been with people when they've been in their last moments here on the physical realm, and they continue to show their presence. And again, I don't understand it. I don't understand it. And yet it still happens, which is, I think it's a phenomenon that I don't understand in the way that I think we're limited in our ability to understand it. All that I know is that it happens and it exists. And I do also believe that when we have our last moment, we'll have the aha awareness of, oh, this is how it happens. This is what it means. This is how it's possible. This is how it's possible. I think also that these experiences, again, that you can't dismiss as just coincidence, they give us comfort. They give us comfort. At the same time, it's perplexing because we can't with certainty understand what's going on. But they do give us comfort. They certainly give us comfort. Certainly give us comfort. Yes, there are angels around us. Our loved ones are always with us. All right. What do you guys think? There's a guy down in Mankato, and his name's Scott, and he studies this stuff. I should, you know, if you guys are interested, do you think I should have him come on? At least ask him. All he can do is say no, right? And he might say yes. He might say yes. Yeah, I should connect with Scott, see what's up, see if he'll come on. It's another area for us to explore. I mean, we talk about spirituality and energy. I'm reading something right now by Dr. Judith Orloff, and it's like, yes, there are things that we do connect with. I mean, Bernie's another resource, Dr. Siegel, who brings up the things that he did in the operating room. Can't explain it. You know, saying to your patient, hey, we need your blood pressure down. You know, it's getting out of control. Your heart rhythm's wonky. Can we get it regulated? And then it happens. So what do you guys think about this? Have anybody here, you know, have you had any experiences? Have you had your own? Kind of makes us wonder, right? All right, here's the affirmation. The affirmation is, I don't know for sure what will happen to me after I die, but looking for answers helps me become a better person while I'm alive. Yes, I will say, when life, you know, the shit hits the fan and I'm just like, you know, you want to throw your hands up in the air and you're like, all right, someone else drive the car. Someone else can take over because I'm done. I do look at my family members. I have their pictures with me. And I talk with them. I'm like, all right, and you got any words of wisdom? Because I'm all ears, you know, especially my dad. You know, and the other thing that's really super cool is people that have known me for a really long time will message me and call me and be like, hey, you remember that time, you know, and your dad? It's so storytelling keeps the memory and the person alive, sharing those stories. Now, do I know people who have had a loved one pass that they won't talk about that person? Heck, they won't even have people come over their home. They just won't. It's like Dr. Wong talks about suffering. And sometimes I wonder, and again, I know that we're all at different places on this healing journey. Sometimes I wonder, is there comfort in suffering? Is there comfort in suffering? That we produce our own suffering. Not always, okay, before somebody like is ready to jump on my ass. Not always. I'm wondering if it's a perpetuated continuum of suffering. Do we then pause and ask ourselves the question, am I comfortable in my own suffering? And am I deliberately not allowing myself to live, but to be in a suffering state, a state of suffering? Because if we're in a continuous state of suffering, we're not living. We're not. It'll rob you of the joy. And I do not believe that any loved one would want us to be in a chronic state of suffering. Yes. Yes, it's been over 25 years with my father. And are there moments where it is as painful as it was that day? Yes, without a doubt. And at the same time, I say to myself, you know, my dad would not want me to suffer. I have letters that my dad wrote me. I have things that I can read that are his words to me that clearly indicate, I want you to be happy and have a good life. I don't want you to suffer. You know, we know suffering because we know love. I'm going to repeat that one. We know suffering because we know love. And how do we help people then in our community that are suffering because of the loss? And there's the grief, you know, it might pause itself, but it never really truly goes away. I mean, because we love that person. We miss that person. We miss them. We miss them. They could be maybe the people that were the only ones who actually did love you and support you. And everybody else that's still alive is, you know, who they are. Unfortunately, that's a reality for many.
in our community that are abuse survivors. So, comfort. What gives us comfort? The knowing of being loved gives us comfort. The signs that, yes, we can giggle and laugh and say, oh, that's still coincidence, even after, you know, it's happened over 100 times. At some point, I'm laughing because at some point I can remember the first few times, you know, I was like, okay, this is odd. And then after a while, it was like, okay, I cannot just say that this is coincidence. And I love when these little things happen, you know, like, for example, I'll be driving the car and another vehicle will have, you know, my dad's name on it. You know, it's like, okay, how cool is that? You know, I mean, that's how I take it today. It's like, how cool is that? How cool is that? So yeah, search for answers that help you become a better person while you're alive. Reconnect with the love from the loved ones. Because the one thing else that I do believe is that love is eternal. Love doesn't go away because the person isn't with us. And to ask yourself the question, you know, how am I still living? Or am I in a state of suffering? All right, you guys, this is Dr. Deb with PTSD and Beyond. Thank you so much for being here today. Remember, we're better together, we're stronger together, and take what resonates and go beyond.